Absolute Radio, morning Britain.
You're getting into it now, aren't you?
Yeah. Took me a while. I was a little bit rusty. It's been a while.
Which is it easy to do, TV or radio, when you're doing the promotional rounds and stuff like that?
Oh, I love doing the radio stuff, yes.
Well, it's because it's more freer in TV.
Yeah.
But Norton must be good fun to be a guest on.
It is, actually, it is, yeah. But you do have to get dressed up, you know.
So who are you going to be on with this where you're on Friday night?
Olivia Colman, off of Broadchurch,
Fantastic.
Of the telly. She's coming on with me. And someone told me Harvey Weinstein, but I haven't heard that officially.
That's like the movie producer, Mr. Hollywood.
Who's now a chat show guest. I don't know, that may be wrong. I may have picked that up wrong.
You're going to take along a little demo tape.
Give him
some of your headshots.
Because
as you take your show reel, you just have a quick look at this.
Harvey.
Right, we're going to play. First of all, you need to do another push for Gary Cullen.
Gary Cullen, where are you? We're trying desperately to pay your bill.
Hey, you might have confused him with the phone number. Have you told her just to say it as 123?
It's 0330 123 1215.
Nailed it.
That's 0330 123 1215.
Now, there might be a few Gary Cullens listening, so tell him about his.
Well, he's got a credit card bill, which. Amazingly, is £1,000, which is...
the limit when you go online to take part in this.
Funny enough, his credit card bill has fallen exactly on that number, which is lucky, fortuitous.
So you've gone to 835. Now, before that, we're going to play the name game.
836, thank you, Christian. Ofcom rules.
Yes, you're quite right, yeah. when you're calling up, you know, services or utility people to pay bills, or you may have a housekeeper that does this for you, I don't know.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But when you're doing it and you give your name, as in Tennant, David Tennant, do people say to you, oh, as in the actor?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you go, yes, me?
It depends what I'm trying to achieve.
Right.
I have to be honest, there are times when it can be helpful. There are other times when
If you're booking a table in a restaurant, you'll go, yeah, it's him.
I wouldn't.
Do you really? Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Well, you would do, because you're getting a perk.
It's my name. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
I do have another birth name, though, which is slightly different, which I can use on occasions if I'm trying to be a bit more anonymous.
Oh, do you?
I was born David MacDonald, yeah.
Right, okay. So David Tennant is the equity name.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do you still use that fake name which Billy Piper told me about when you're checking in? Are you still Carlos Carlos sometimes?
That was her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she Carlos Carlos?
She was Carlos Carlos,
That's the worst made-up name ever.
Yeah.
It would attract more attention if a woman is checking in as Carlos Carlos.
Yeah, well, she just wanted somebody to go, hello, is that Carlos? But they said, sorry, madam, we need two names. She just said it twice.
Okay, so we play this game because often when people have certain names, they say as in. Like, Richie, you sometimes get this, don't you?
I always get as in Colin for Firth, my surname.
Okay, sure.
So that's the way I would do it.
So how this works is you and I this morning, you're going to place Richie on this little game for a one-off then, is people call in, they tell us their full name.
Right.
And then we have to race each other using these hand buzzers to see, we've got to guess what people say to them.
Right. Yeah, got you.
Right, so if someone called in and said David Tennant, you would buzz in with...
As in...
Doctor Who?
Duck Patrol, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, we'll give it a go. All right, call in now, let's see how this goes. The name game, so if you've got one of those names where people always say something to you, give us a call now, let's play it for the first time this year. 0330 123 1215.